word is a Biden, right? Like, what about your word is a Magoo, right?
I give you my word as a Biden. That's it. Are you really back? I mean, how can I? We believe you, Joe. But will the country ever get it together? I talked to Xi Jinping in China, who I know well. We don't agree on a lot of things. He's a bright and really tough guy. He truly believes that the 21st century will be determined by oligarchs. I'm not a joke. Democracies cannot function in the 21st century, the argument is, because things are moving so rapidly, so rapidly, that you can't pull together a nation that is divided to get a consensus on acting quickly.
So this is stunning, what he just said. What he just said was the prime minister or president or whatever he is of China, the second most powerful country, the country that's emerging as the most powerful country, said to him that democracies are a thing of the past. They need to go to oligarchs or dictatorships, you know, which was what Trump was saying, and everyone was condemning Trump, right? But they were saying you need to force these things on people because democracies create divided people and they won't accept what needs to be done in this crisis-driven world of apocalypses, right? And so what he's saying here is stunning. Like, this is unbelievable that he's saying this to an American audience, that there's the thought out there within the powers that be that democracies are done because people suck, and the media, social media and the internet and information is getting out there. People won't accept the rhetoric they used to accept in democracies. They can't be convinced, you know, because of what they're calling disinformation, right? Which is disinformation to them is anything that goes against the official story, because you won't accept certain things right now and you won't go along with the changes that they're all going to have to, you know, the things I've been saying you here, that they have to do this because the economy, the world economy is going to take a huge, you know, hit in terms of the debt and all these things. And they're going to have to force these things on you one way or another. And they really have trouble doing that with a democracy. So, you know, instead of going forward to something else, you know, using spirituality and having people connect to a divine, you know, element and get the information of what needs to happen ahead of time and accept it, right? Like what I talk about, the heartfulness meditation, something beyond what we have now where, you know, everybody's on the same page because they're linked into the, you know, the Ethernet, right? The spiritual aspect of things, and they understand and can accept on a spiritual level the hard decisions and difficult choices that they're going to have to make. Instead of something like that, they want to go back to dictatorships. And this president's out there saying this at a town hall.
So autocrats, autocracies. I had a long meeting with Putin, and I know him well. These guys actually are betting, I'm not joking, on autocracies. Democracy has to stand up and demonstrate and get something done. It's not just important that I really mean it.
No. Alrighty, it is Sunday, July 25th, 2021. It's 8:33 in the p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. This is the Fakeologist speaking. I'm calling in, checking in. I don't know why I say I'm calling in. From the north shores of Lake Ontarible in Toronto, Ontarible, Canada. I did go for a little swim in the lake. It was about, 21 Celsius, which is 75 Fahrenheit. And it was pretty hot today. We are under a smoke alert. If you go to forest fires in Ontarible, northwestern Ontarible is on fire. And there is smoke in the air, and it makes for some really interesting shots of the sun. The sun is really obscured right now. And I actually put on Fakotube.com a video I took this morning. And I'm going to play it if Fakotube would load up. Come on, man. And tonight we're going to cover Fakeologist.com and Fakotube.com, and we're joined by frequent Sunday guest, Mr. Marcus Allen of EscapeTheNewNormal.com. I see he's dropped in. Hello, Marcus.
What's up, Tim? What's going on?
What isn't going on? It's everything and anything. That was your president or hologram in chief there. What did you think of that? That little clip didn't really hit the airwaves in too many places. Paul Romano, who doesn't like his videos being uploaded to any other platforms, did a pretty good commentary on that. So I clipped that little piece out of it because I thought he wouldn't mind that. What did you think of that?
I wasn't paying attention at all. What did first of all, he's not my president. What did the clown say that caught your eye on this one?
Well, it caught my ear because I wasn't watching, but I should have watched.
I thought it was on video.
No, it's funny. He is good to watch. He is hilarious. But he said what True Dope, our crime sinister, said last year. He said basically he really admires dictatorships because they can get stuff done. And this democracy thing, it's not really working out because we just can't agree on anything.
I heard that part, yeah.
So he's just
telling
where things
are
going.
You know, it's working perfectly.
What's working?
Whatever they're doing right now is working perfectly. This idea that it's democracy is not working.
Yeah.
No, it's working perfectly for them. That governments are incompetent. No, they're not incompetent. It's as you always say lately, it's an inverse of what reality is.
Oh, everything is so inverted. Let me play this because you like to talk about the moon and the sun a lot. But today
I heard you talk about that this morning. Yep.
But today I took a video. Did you see this video? Were you able to get on fakotube.com?
Let me go right now. Show it.
Let's take a look. I videoed this morning.
On off, and you get a good view of the sun. And then you swing over, and you get a beautiful clear sky. And then you also see the moon. This is the buck moon from a few days ago. Used to be a full moon. Let's just focus. So there's your almost full moon. And then we track the sky and go to the other side. The west, sun rises in the east. And then we see the sun. Pretty powerful.
Earth. And the sun.
How does Simon Shack explain that away?
I don't know. But not often. The sun and the moon look exactly the same size, pretty much.
Right.
And I didn't get it didn't really turn out too perfectly. The sun was a red ball this morning. And it's a red ball tonight, mainly because of the smoke in the air. Mm-hmm. But that I found that interesting. And the day before I was out in the morning and I was talking to Rick in Australia and I said, can you look out in the sky and see if you see the full moon? Because I'm looking up in the western sky and I saw the full moon. And I said, can you see the full moon right now where you are in Sydney, Australia? And he said, yes. So I said, I wish I could take a proper picture of the face and see if you're seeing the same exact face that I am. But
I was listening to that, and then when Robo came on, I had to turn it off. So I heard that part.
Oh yeah, that was
so. How is it that it's a full moon in Australia and a full moon here where we live? How is that possible? I don't get it.
Well, I need someone to show me a map or a diagram or something to show how that works, because I'm visual. I need to see some kind of model where you can make that happen at the same time. So yeah, I'm open to anyone who wants to help. But that I wanted to capture the sun and the moon in the sky at the same time. You saw that video. It was continuous. There's no clips or jump cuts. That was a continuous video. The sky was perfectly clear. Not a chemtrail in the sky. And I wanted to point out the juxtaposition of the sun in the east and the moon in the west. And almost the same size. I thought it was pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
And the camera quality wasn't bad, so I put it on fakotube.com. Yeah, so what's happening in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania? What do you have for us?
No, let's talk about you. I mean, holy moly, with the fires. I want to read to you something I read on Godlike Productions that is something that I've always known, but someone spelled it out kind of perfect. It's about 10 sentences if you if you have the time for it.
Yeah, yeah, I'm here. We got at least about an hour and a half tonight.
Okay, great. So this is about the California fire. It's called Cal Fire Intentionally is Letting Fires Burn Out of Control.
Okay.
And this person wrote, which I believe, I'm saying this from personal experience. We had our NorCal ranch burned out in a wildfire last August. All structures and many beautiful 100-year-old trees were lost. We were told our fire was denied fire crews twice. The first time was when it was 3 acres and again when it was 50 acres. It burned up almost 60,000 acres and 200 homes. The cleanup was also a joke. It's a gold brick scam operation to pay off unions and others. The lowest, The lowest paid job is $30 per hour. People have come from Florida and Minnesota. Three different crews have come through my logging, PGE, the state, and now FEMA contractors. They cut 50,000 board feet along the road, enough for two family-sized homes, and cut the logs into 9 to 10-foot lengths. Normal logging is 41 foot to fit on a log truck. You'll like this part. They told me taking the logs to the dump, that should say they're taking the logs to the dump, which makes zero sense. Later, a PGE forester told me the logs are being given to China, put into 20-foot shipping containers and sent to China for milling. This is what you like to say a lot. And another person whose father used to work for BLM told me that the Chinese were shipping the logs out to international water, milling them there, then selling the finished lumber back to us.
Yeah.
Finally, we've also heard stories how they're trying to kick off people off their land by charging $100,000 for building permits to reconstruct exactly what people had before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So these fires, and if you remember Annette, who I spoke to last year.
Right.
She literally got burned out of her neighborhood. She literally got burned out. Mm-hmm. No one seemed to notice and no one seemed to care.
Yeah. Well, the bottom line is they want people off the land, and this may be one way of doing it. Green Crow, who is a pretty good blogger, senior to you and me in Vancouver or Vancouver Island area, she does a pretty good blog. I don't know if you go there. She's a little more out there than I am when it comes to truth, but it's okay. I like to read her anyway. I'll just see if I can bring her up. I think it's Green Crow or The Green Crow. I'll have to look for it on my Feedly here. Anyway, she contends that they use directed energy weapons to start the fires. I don't think that's true, but I think you can just as easily light a fire and let it burn with a match. But she says because of the way the fires start, the areas in which they start in some sort of pattern, she thinks that it's something from the sky that's beaming down and creating these fires. And one of them was in Lytton, British Columbia, which happens to be where the doctor who administers quaxines to an Indian reserve, and he was complaining that his patients were all getting really sick, and he asked the chief health crat officer of British Columbia what to do, and she said she has no idea. Get lost. And then he lost his medical license. But he was in Lytton, BC, and just in the last month, that place burned to the ground, the whole little town. Coincidence?
Is it in a rewilding district?
Well, I would say probably a lot of British Columbia, the entire province is going to be rewilded. Most of the people live in Vancouver, which is on the west coast. There are some small places in the interior, but for the most part, it already is a pretty wild province. But that's just a small community. But it was under the heat dome. I don't know if you remember what 2 weeks ago was 50 Celsius, which is about 120 Fahrenheit. And I looked it up when they said it was really hot on the West Coast, including all of British Columbia. It was hot. It's never that hot. She was going on that it could be a heat dome or HARP, but I still think places can get hot in the summer, but she thought it was exaggerated hot. And I'm sure if it's that hot,
was it a dry heat?
Yeah, I think so. Dry heat. So it,
okay.
Good for starting a fire. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, I was a speaker mm-hmm. in Las Vegas when it was 130 degrees. I was in a suit and I wasn't even sweating in a dry heat.
Okay.
It's something crazy. I mean, I don't think it was 130. It might have been like 112 yeah. or 115.
It's very
and,
hot there.
And I wasn't sweating. Yeah.
Right.
So I'm at Green Crow as the crow flies.
That's her.
At Green Crow as the crow flies .blogspot.com.
That's her. Yeah, I couldn't find it.
And I'm taking notes as I always do.
Yeah, you're good
and,
at that. Is it so the Green you. Crow? The Green Crow.
It's a Green Crow as the crow flies .blogspot.com.
As the crow flies. Okay. Anyway, she does a lot of good stuff. I go to her blog, or it's in my list of places to go. No, that's not it. What is it? The Green Crow?
No, it's just Green Crow as the crow flies.
Oh, Green Crow. That's too much. Okay. Okay, yeah. That's it. Anyway.
I don't mind if someone's out there. What I do mind, and I wanted to talk to you about this, is sarcasm. Mm-hmm. Like Ronnie, great, great, great blog. However, man, with the sarcasm, holy, I don't know what to believe.
Mm-hmm.
She did another sarcasm thing today, I think.
Okay, I have to look at that. Canucklaw.ca.
Yep.
And let's see, what is she talking about today? Oh, man, she doesn't have her blog on the front page. You got to go down to the bottom somewhere. Okay. She was talking about, yeah, I posted this on fakeologist.com. I thought it was good. Basically, it's mm-hmm. the government of Canada is funding, quote unquote, independent media.
Right.
And she is showing how it's all basically Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, United Nations, inclusivity, stakeholder capital, blah, 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 type media, where they don't hire out of merit. They hire based on all kinds of diverse goals, and I guess they're SDG, sustainable development goals, for media.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think this was a sarcastic article at all. I think she is very disgusted by it. That's what I got from it.
Usually she'll have the sarcasm little rip at the on the last paragraph.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find it.
But overall, it's a very – another one of her really in detailed with at least 20 references at the bottom. It's quite well done. Yeah. She's like you. She puts all her notes at the bottom. You can click yourself, and she links to it in her article. She's very good at hyperlinking, which everyone should do because that's the whole point of the internet.
Right. Although that's dead pretty much now when you hyperlink. Everything's being deleted.
Right. But yeah, I thought that.
What people should do is use archive.is, which is different than archive.org.
Yes. I think she does use archive.is, actually. She had a couple archive.is links.
Mm-hmm.
So she does do that. Let me click one of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she does do that. I guess she made that. She uploaded it.
Mm.
She created that archive.is, I believe. Looks like.
What do you mean she create? What do you mean by that? She created.
Well, if you. Obviously, someone has to submit the link to archive.is.
I think, she submitted the link.
Yourself. Yes, I think she did that because it looks like it was submitted on this morning at 4 a.m., which is when she made the post.
I thought you meant she invented archive.is.
No, I just meant that.
It's awesome.
The whole internet is not on archive.is. Someone has to put it there or request the page.
Right.
I guess.
Right. You can also request a new snapshot, which is very helpful because then you can see changes.
Oh, okay.
I do recommend if someone does that, if it offers you that opportunity to take a new snapshot, I would take it.
Mm-hmm. How do you do that? I'm just looking.
It just will pop up. It'll say, this was submitted 7 hours ago. Would you like to take a new snapshot?
Oh, okay. So it'll offer it to you. You can't force it.
I don't know how to force it. I've tried and I couldn't find it. Sometimes it'll say it. Sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah. Well, I guess if it's just in the same day, it's not going to waste its time going back today.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's what's going on with Canucklaw. I have no problem with that. What did you think of this post I put recently. If I read of another 33-year-old, what do you make of this? I'm getting tricked up by this all the time, where someone is violently or vehemently pro-vax, and then 2 months or 2 weeks later, they die, and they make a story out of it. And this particular person was 33 years old.
Yeah, well, I know my family's worried about that.
Mm-hmm. But do you think this is a real story, a real person?
I really don't, no.
No.
You don't mean pro-vax, you mean anti-vax, right?
No, this is a guy that puts out that you're an idiot if you don't quaxinate.
Oh, I see.
And then they get sick and die.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right after they get a quaxination. So that gives ammo to the pro-organic, or they like to call us anti-vax. It gives us ammo that, see, you guys are so pro-vax, and then you go ahead and you just die after you get the vaccination, and you're perfectly...
Well, I think that always putting 33 in there is total misdirection. It's just to get the conspiracy crowd to talk about things. There's no doubt about that. If at one time it was a secret. At one time, it was a secret that there was arches and Freemasonic logos, and now mm-hmm. they no longer do that because it's been exposed. Mm-hmm. They're very crafty like that. So when they keep throwing out these numbers, in my humble opinion, it's to get us whipped up. No doubt about it.
Okay. So you don't think it's still hoax? I still think it's hoax code. I still think multiples of 11, they still put them in there. They don't care if you and I talk about it, because they know the majority of people don't even read the story, and they definitely don't look for numbers, and it definitely is a joke. It wouldn't even register with most people. Don't you think they still market to most people? They don't market. Sure. They don't market to us.
You mean conspiracies?
Yeah, they don't tailor the stories for us. It's for the majority.
I don't understand what you mean by that. Give me an example.
Well, I'm saying they're not. They don't care that they put in 33, just because you, me, and the whole truth community is aware of the 33 hoax code. They don't care that we talk about it all the time. They still put it in.
Okay, I'm going to give you a little secret. I'm going to send this to you. I have right now a growing list that is now come on, Twitter. Well, while it's loading, I'll send it to you.
So you think this 200... is a, so you don't know if this is a real story, or you don't have a comment on that?
I'll have to take another look at that. But before I do, I want to show you this.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to go to Chrome, because that's what you're on right there. Oh, I have so many windows open. Give me a sec. Okay, here we go. Okay, so if you take a look at this, this is how I do Twitter marketing right here.
Mm-hmm.
Go to this link on Twitter.
Okay.
It's a list I've created. My wife is going to be in charge of it tomorrow, actually. And what we do is we find people who have at least 5,000 followers, real followers, mm-hmm. who talk about truth, and they post. And what we do is we hijack their post.
Yeah, you've talked about something like this before.
But this is the list. I've never revealed this list before.
Okay. But that strategy is what you've talked about before, have you not?
Yeah, I have. So we get to see, like, my wife has been, this summer has been completely schooled in hoaxes and everything that we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And she's really picked it up very fast.
You gave her a crash course?
I didn't need to give her a crash course. This Twitter link right there I just gave you is the crash course.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, I've never seen anything like, it's very exciting how many people know what we know. Now, of course, they don't have the experience and the wisdom yet.
Mm-hmm.
But they're getting there very rapidly. What took you 9, 10 years, me 20, 30 years,
yeah.
They're doing in weeks, literally weeks.
So what are we looking at here?
What you mean what I just showed you?
What are we doing here?
So what I do is I take my Twitter posts,
mm-hmm.
and usually it's in chronological order. So I'm going there right now. Let's see.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the scene in Paris.
The what in Paris?
The scene, the latest tweet on Truth Seeker.
Yeah. See, what you're seeing is different than me, because this list is so huge that I'm already like six tweets behind you.
Okay.
Like mine is Kyle Becker. He has no retweets, no comments, no hearts, no nothing. That's not good. What you want is someone who's just posted a minute ago and has like one retweet and already got one heart, but zero comments. And what you do is you take one of your tweets
and put it up there.
And you put it as a comment. And I did this last week. I had a million views on one of my tweets.
Wow.
A million. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Hope you you link to FakeOTube.
Well, yeah. Or my video on FakeOTube, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
So I don't bring it up to brag. What I'm saying is I am seeing a tremendous number, and of course they're bots. We've talked about that before. A tremendous number of people who know are getting, you know, up to speed very quickly, where they know about 33. They know about the hoax codes. They know about the Illuminati and the Freemasons and all that. That was not the case 6 months ago. So when you ask, are they, you know, why are they throwing the 33 out? You know, no one's paying attention. That's not true. I disagree.
Okay. Now let's get back to this Truth Seeker Twitter account. That's your Twitter account.
Yep.
So what are we doing here? So you're following certain people.
So what I do is I literally hang out on Twitter for like a half hour. And what I do is when someone does a retweet, I'll look and see who they retweeted.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I could automate this, but I think Twitter's going to go away. So I'm not even going to bother hiring someone to do it. So what I do is I hover over the person's name and it tells me how many followers they have.
Okay.
Like this one right here, Mark Changzia, has 25,000 followers, has 781 following. Bam, that guy is going to be added to this list.
Oh, I see.
That is excellent.
How'd you find
him? So what I'm doing is – go ahead.
How did you find him though?
So he posts – he's actually – I just realized he retweeted himself, so I'm not going to add him to my list. He's already on my list. But underneath that there's – let's see here. Dr. Ah Khan Syed retweeted Edwin. I hover over Edwin. He has 14,000 followers, but he has 15,000 following. So he's doing a follow, I'll follow you, you follow me back strategy, which is bogus. I'm not going to put him on my list because he's just a spammer. I go to the next one. David Lyheim. He has 20,000 followers, 447 following. Excellent. He is almost, he's not playing the, I'll follow you, you follow me back game. And if he's on this list, he's probably true. So I'll go to his Twitter account. I'll see if he's talking about the stuff that we talk about. If he is, and he probably is, bam, he's on the list. So my goal is to get this like 10x this list. I want 2,000 people like that who have at least 5,000 followers and are talking about the things that we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
You do that, then what happens is, by the way, you want to go between 7 o'clock East Coast time to 7:30, and you want to hop on and hijack these posts, and that is the sweet spot. And you will – if you do it, what I just explained, you might get lucky and you might get a million people to see your video. That's how you do it.
Okay. All right. So you have Christine Massey in your group. Is that why it's showing on this?
I do. And that's on my page right now too. That's right. You know who that is. That's the FOIA person. I want to talk about her, by the way.
Go ahead.
Perfect timing. See, this is where correlation does not equal causation. So you brought up, or she brought up, and you repeated it, that she's been sending out these FOIA requests in Proton Mail and maybe even Gmail were shutting down her account for abuse.
Right. Proton Mail.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Here's the remember, correlation is not causation. She's getting the impression that because she's sending out sensitive information that no one wants to reply to, that they're somehow in cahoots with Proton Mail and shutting her account down.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you with 99.9% certainty that the reason she got her account shut down is because she sent out more than 100 emails too fast.
Yeah,
it has nothing to do with the content.
Yeah, well, she's not a technical person, so all I said to her was just use your own domain.
Your email server. And I disagree with you on that. We've talked about this before. I guarantee you, if I did a lookup on your on Fakeologist,
yeah,
and see if you're on blacklists,
yes.
I guarantee you, you are on tons of blacklists.
Yes, I think you're right.
The advantage of being on Gmail and Proton Mail
mm-hmm.
is you're not. The mail gets through.
Right.
Okay. What happens, they don't tell you what is abuse. I found out because I've had so many accounts shut down because I pushed the envelope. I want to see how many emails can I send out without getting shut down. And the answer on Gmail and Proton Mail is about 100 a day.
So
if you go over 100 a day, you're going to be flagged for abuse.
Okay.
Yeoman's, by the way, yeoman's work to Christine Massey for what she's doing. However, it's not helping the cause by putting out this idea that, oh, they're trying to shut me down. That look has probably nothing to do with that.
Yeah. Well, I agree, but that's she wasn't really making a big fuss about it. I think she was just confused that that was happening. But no, what you said makes more sense. So you could just tell her, and I don't think she's not really – that's not her thing. She's not really
But she brings tons of value. I mean – in her case, it is pretty much causation to me. I mean, she's sending out these FOIA requests, if you can believe if they're real, and I do.
Mm-hmm.
And no one is being able to – I hate the word isolate. I think that's a bad word to use. You know, no one is able to identify, perhaps a better word, identify that there is such a thing as SARS-CoV-2.
Right.
That is you know, that sounds like someone should make a video, right? Put that out.
Yeah, for sure. You should make it.
I should. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the main thing with vaccinations, the definition, as I understand it, of a vaccine is that you take the virus or the germ, they call it a virus because you can't see it,
right?
And you isolate it, as in take everything else away from it and kill it, even though by their own definition, viruses aren't alive. They are just information that has to infect a cell and take it over like a drone. But anyway, they want you to, by definition, you have to isolate that, you have to kill it, and then create a vaccine out of that, inject it in, it's dead, even, and then your body will recognize it, make antibodies, so the next time it comes in the wild towards you, you will be ready and you'll be able to kill it. It's a completely ridiculous notion from start to finish, anyway, the official story of vaccination,
yeah.
But... she's just trying to trip them up on their own definitions.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah, so their own definitions. How can you create a vaccine if you can't isolate the virus? That's your definition of how you make a vaccine. So you admit all around the world that you've never isolated the virus, so therefore you can't possibly make a vaccine. That's her angle. Now, that makes sense to most people to believe in vaccines and how they're made, as far as I know.
Mm-hmm. And I'm reading her tweet from 2 minutes ago, and it said, which is quite interesting. I have a little story here.
Del Bigtree.
What happened to trusting the science, Del? I'm assuming she means Del Bigtree.
Yeah.
Where's your proof of the virus that no one else on the planet can find? Which is interesting because I've had a back and forth discussion. I won't mention his real name.
Mm-hmm.
You have mentioned him this morning, I think. It's the guy who put out the report, that 30-page report about, I forget his name, with the bow tie.
Yeah, David Martin.
Right. So this guy, won't mention his name,
yeah.
His real name. He has a report for me that I've been asking for. I'm still waiting for it,
mm-hmm.
From Del Bigtree. That was the big name, by the way, that I mentioned to you a couple times ago that we talked. I have... Del Bigtree's a right-hand man in talks with me.
Okay.
And I want to talk to you about this.
Okay.
And I said to him, I said, listen, I'm, because he wanted to take my videos and use them.
Sure.
And I said, fantastic, great. We listen every Friday to Del's show.
Yes.
Here's the problem. There's a lot of nefarious stuff linked to Del Bigtree.
Mm-hmm.
And someone came out with a video. One of my members wanted me to comment on it, but it said I'd just rather give it to you guys. And I would like Del to either comment on it, come talk to me and comment on it. The big one is Del Bigtree got a very large donation from T. Rowe Price.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with that situation?
No.
Right.
Is that Weston Price?
No, T. Rowe Price is like Vanguard.
Oh, I see.
It's like this huge Fortune 10 company.
Well, okay.
And I didn't really like the answer I got. And then that leads to the whole thing about, you know, do you consciously, and I wanted to ask this person who I won't mention his name,
yeah,
who's busting all this controlled opposition, and he thinks that he says, I have a laundry list of things on Dell, and I'm quite frankly a little afraid to see it.
Yeah.
But if we can get the message out, in other words, if Alex Jones picked up one of my videos, and I'm not going to waste my time talking to him, but if he took one of my videos, you know, every frame of my video has my website on it. Does it make sense to allow someone like Alex Jones, clearly someone who's controlled opposition, does it make sense for him to be able to use my video? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think so, because he just has a huge reach.
Right.
And if that's the goal, then we know that I would say the majority of people still think Alex Jones does more good than harm. And a lot of the things he said 10 years ago are happening now. And if you call that prophecy, but whatever it is, it gives him a lot of credibility. And people have
sure does.
30-second memories. They don't remember what Alex Jones was crazily saying 4 years ago or 5 years ago with Piers Morgan. They don't remember any of that. Or they might not even have been paying attention. Or they might not really have been old enough to pay attention. So, yeah, you got to play for your market right now.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, my oldest son, Ty, he sat me down and he's like, you know, Dad, he's like, okay, who cares? He's like, why do you care if someone's controlled opposition? Like, ride it. Like, what's the downside? I'm like, mm-hmm. Well, you're going to have a certain amount, number of people who, probably a very tiny number of people, percentage-wise, who are going to think that you're controlled opposition because of that, and that hits your ego. It would certainly hit my ego. I don't want people thinking I'm controlled opposition at all. I'm very much against it. And I really didn't have any other answers for him. And he's like, well, that doesn't sound like he's giving me advice I should be giving him. He's like, that doesn't sound like a good reason not to jump on the Alex Jones Dell Big Tree train. And I kind of agree with it now that I've stepped back.
Yeah, you can't be too choosy because you'll talk to no one. You might talk to me, but that's about it. I'm not Alex Jones, so you could talk to me, and we can talk in our little cone of silence here, just like Get Smart, but no one on the outside is going to hear. So, yeah, I would say just go get – there's no such thing as bad publicity. Get your message out there, and once people are on your site, then you can maybe explain a little more detail, if they care, why you did that, and I don't think there'll be a problem.
But that's the thing. Like this person, again, who, you know, I was one of the first people to get that PDF that now is out there. You know, it's cool to be able to have that trust that people send that. But I know I'm going to lose that trust if I'm, you know, doing something with, and I'm sure he's listening right now, mm-hmm. This person who sent that packet out.
Yeah.
I really don't know. I really don't know. I'm uncomfortable with it. I'm uncomfortable knowingly hopping on someone who's controlled opposition. I'm uncomfortable with that. But at the same time, I mean, we're, you know, I hear a lot of people are like, oh, you know, violence isn't the way to go with this. I've said this before. Mm-hmm. These people are trying to kill us.
They're, I agree.
I have something I'm going to share with you, which is incredibly disturbing.
Yeah. But we're talking about David Martin, right? The guy with the bow tie?
Right. I'm saying that the person who busted David Martin, yeah. In the back of my mind, I worry what he's going to think about me if my video shows up on a Dell Big Tree show. Because he just emailed me basically saying, I want to keep it confidential, but he basically said, I have a suitcase file on Dell Big Tree is the worst person in the world.
Yeah, but Dell Big Tree has a huge following. So does David E. Martin. These guys are right at the top of the opposition. So everyone's listening to them right now.
Right. Right. That's interesting because, about 20 years ago, I had a very big client of mine who I helped quit his job. He made so much money doing pay-per-click advertising.
Yeah.
He came up with this thing called the switcheroo, which is, I think, what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And it involves the noble lie. He said, is it okay to do the noble lie and then you can switch people once the lie has been told and show them the real truth about whatever you're trying to push? Now, marketers, they ruin everything. And they use the noble lie all the time, and they never switch anyone. It's just for them to get rich.
Mm.
But does it make sense to hop on to Dell Bigtree and then switch people and let people know, okay, now that you're here, here's the real deal. There is no such thing as a virus, blah, blah, blah.
I would say
I'm asking you.
Yeah, I have no problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't even keep track of all the people out there right now. So you just have to, there's so much crap being sprayed at the wall everywhere. It's mass chaos out there for information. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't be too worried about the fine strokes when you're basically spraying shit against a wall. Like this video. Have you seen this? This is in Paris. They get a tractor full of manure, and they're spraying at the presidential palace.
Love it.
Talk about spraying shit against the wall.
Oh, that's
fantastic. Oh, my God. Does that ever look dirty? That'll
that's
be hard
funny,
to get
Tim,
off.
Because I every other day, because I live in farmland,
yeah,
they use the same machine to spray cow manure, yeah, on the crops.
Yeah, it's good for them. It's better than the poison, the chemicals.
Right, but if someone finds a hair in their food at a restaurant, it's the worst thing ever.
Mm.
And I want to go, do you know what they're spraying on your food back in the fields? They're spraying poop on your food.
Yeah, but it's the best fertilizer, though.
I know that. What I'm saying is the perception is that poop is the worst thing in the world, but a hair, oh my God, send this meal back.
A hair is gross. Just,
I don't think it is.
I don't like eating hair. It does kind of gross me out, but I guess it's just psychological there. But yeah, for sure, it's this is a pretty good video. What's going on? So yeah, this is a war. And everyone that we talk to is saying that this is war. And I know a lot of people don't realize they're in a war, but this is survival.
And that gets into the violence thing. It's like they are literally okay. I'm going to show you what they're doing now. This is.
They're probably a step away from violence, aren't they? With the quack scene.
It's not even violence. It's like they're taking away. They're ruining your business. They're going to take away. Here, watch. Look at this. I'm going to send this to you.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, boom. Let me zoom out. Okay, private chat to Tim.
Make sure you use that, use that video for your next video of the spraying of the crap.
Yeah. What, is that on your channel?
No, I just found on Twitter. I'm like you. You go to Twitter and you could just spend your whole life there.
Oh, yeah.
I'll send you the link to...
Please do. Yeah,
I'm sure you're going to find it everywhere, but I'll...
Oh, I'm sure you're right.
It's crazy. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. This person, Canadian in distress, is saying that, by the way, Twitter makes it really hard to freaking link. Where is the button to send the damn link?
Right click.
You right click it and right click on the what? What
on
part
like
of
the
it?
Picture or something.
Ugh, it's so frustrating. Copy video address. I just find it a really clumsy interface. Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm wrong about it. I'm thinking
no, you're
about.
Right. I can right click the video and I get copy video address, so I send it to you.
Okay,
great. That works.
How did you send it to me?
In the private chat.
Okay, great. Thank you.
So
if you want a permalink to a specific tweet, you click on the timestamp.
Right, but but they don't make it easy. It's just
no.
I remember that. Okay, the Bitcoin Revolution. Is this it that you sent me?
Yeah, read that.
The Bitcoin Revolution. Rishi Sunak plans to introduce official digital currency to rival cash in biggest upheaval in the monetary system for centuries. Who is this guy?
Okay, so Rishi Sunak. There's a connection here. Someone, again, Godlike Productions.
Oh, he's the Chancellor of the Exchequer, I guess, in England.
And then someone wrote, did you all know that Rishi Sunak's younger sister, Rocky, is the narrator for the lead strategy guide for COVID-19 at the United Nations working out of Whitehall, London? See how they're all connected?
Well, yeah, no doubt.
But so anyway, here's the deal. Alan Watt has been talking about this for over three decades. Mm-hmm. They're going to make it so that you're going to get a certain amount of UBI credits mm-hmm. every week, and it'll be time expired.
Yeah,
use it
expire.
Or lose it.
Mm-hmm.
If that isn't a fucking war on people, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
You're literally going to be begging, starving, and then you lose your money for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
How is that? Oh, don't be violent. I keep hearing that. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Well,
you kidding me?
When people are hungry, that'll be different.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That'll be different. Sure now is the time to invest in underground bunkers. I'm sure.
Well, I have actually the video I was telling you about that has crashed on me now four times.
Yeah.
It still isn't out yet, but it'll be out tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. I have an announcement and I have a question for you.
Okay.
I'll start with a question.
Mm-hmm.
You have not, you swear on the Bible
mm-hmm.
that you have not taken the COVID vaccine, correct?
I have not.
If Anthony Fauci took the COVID vaccine and was sick, poisoned mm-hmm. by his own vaccine,
mm-hmm.
and he wanted to do what's known as an exchange transfusion, where mm-hmm. he would take your unvaccinated blood
right.
and replace it with his poisoned vaccinated blood,
yeah.
would you sell a pint or two of your unvaccinated blood?
No, I'd let him
blood?
Go.
What does that mean?
I'd let him die.
You okay, I didn't finish.
Okay.
He's going to give you $1 million.
No.
Wow. $2 million.
No. He's gone.
Wow. Keep going?
No, it doesn't. There's nothing you could offer me. He's gone.
So my wife.
I'm not complying with. I'm not helping the devil.
My wife said that he's the worst person. She hates him.
Yeah.
Like, but she would take $1 million. Her price is $1 million.
Oh,
nothing
my
less.
God.
I tried 500,000. I tried 750,000.
She would breathe life into the devil. That's not good. We need to do the trolleyology on Trish. Maybe we get to go back to basics on would she pull the switch if the trolley's coming down the line.
That was an excellent. I listened to that. That was an excellent thing you brought up, but you didn't finish it. So what was the right answer?
There is no right answer. It's basically a moral question. It's basically to stimulate conversation. There's no right answer. Absolutely. You have to ask everyone and you'll get a different answer from every person. Everyone has a different idea of morality. Do you have any right to play God or change the course of history?
And yeah, that's an excellent interview question for like job. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't even know how it would change my perception of you or anyone else if they chose one way or the other. I don't know. I don't even know what I do now because I've heard too many answers, so now I'm all confused. Because if you go on YouTube and look up trolleyology or the trolley problem, you'll get just endless videos about and discussing it. So
this is way baseball, inside baseball. I think I should or you should explain in 1 minute what we were talking about.
Yeah, well, if people follow the podcast, I think I talked about it on the Fakeologist audio chat last time or the time before. Basically, the trolleyology or the trolley problem is a trolley is heading down the tracks, coming up to a switch. Now, if the trolley keeps going, it's going to run over five guys on the track and kill them. Now, you're at the switch. You have the ability to pull the switch and send the trolley down a second track where there's only one guy standing there. What do you do? That's the moral dilemma. Do you pull the switch, save five guys, and kill one guy? Or do you just let it go on its course? Do you have any moral authority? Do you have any moral reason to pull the switch? Now, I think most people would pull the switch just to kill one guy and save five guys.
What if that one person was Fauci? I'm sorry.
Well, I know. Yeah, that's the thing. There's so many ways you can enhance the question.
Right.
I think one way, and it's a relevant question with technology, because if you apply the problem to, say, a Tesla, where a self-driving car, where it has to make quite a few decisions. You have no idea. Most people who drive know you make a million decisions really quickly in your head all the time, especially if you're in traffic in the city or you're on the highway going fast in heavy traffic. You got to make a lot of decisions fast. That's why if you're distracted, playing on your phone, doing anything, you're going to miss out on a lot of decisions, and you could kill someone or kill yourself.
That's always been the argument against self-driving cars.
Right, yeah. Because they have to make decisions.
It has to make a decision. You're letting the artificial intelligence make a decision, a split-second decision, that if someone – either the car goes this way or that way, either five people die or two people die. Which one does it go? Yeah.
Yeah, or do you hit the brakes? Do you slam on the brakes? Do you gun it?
Right.
You know, what do? Do you honk the horn and gun it? Do you – there's so many ways to avoid crashes. And are the computers going to be smart enough to make that decision? So if you programmed into a Tesla that if you see one guy or five guys left, right, go for the one guy, you could program that in theoretically, whether it works or not, who knows, but you could do that. So, and the other way you could look at the trolley problem is if you're a surgeon and you have a patient who is otherwise got all kinds of healthy organs, but say you are trying to stop, say, a brain aneurysm. And if you could possibly save him, but if you screw up, he dies. But you could just stop right now and rescue all five healthy organs and transfer them into five people that are going to die without those organs. So that's a similar trolley problem. And the doctor
makes big bucks for stealing the organs.
Yeah, well, I like to – again, you need to assume that people are moral and doing the right thing. I think most doctors are probably okay when it comes to, say, surgery. I'm not saying all doctors are great, but that would be another application of the trolley problem. So,
To go on a tangent on that, did you know that every organ harvesting – has to be done when the person is alive?
Sure.
You knew that.
Well, the blood has to be pumping. You only have 4 minutes to go brain dead. If your blood stops pumping, your brain's dead in 4 minutes. You have no time. You don't have time to call 911. There's no time.
So you're literally killing someone while they're alive.
Mm-hmm. Well, wow. Yeah, that would be the moral trolley problem if you're a surgeon. You don't even have time really to talk to anyone and ask the question. You have to make a snap decision. You have to play God at the moment, which would be very hard for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's no right answer, but it's an interesting question to ask anybody with a brain, and it can just lead to all kinds of interesting conversations.
Okay, so back to the blood idea. There's no price you would take from Dr.
because
Fauci.
I think Fauci has been evil his whole life. He's probably killed tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands, with his terrible ideas. And he's done it in such an insidious way that nobody really is smart enough in a position of power to stop him. I think maybe lots of people like you and me realize the whole AIDS hoax and what that did and all the treatments were actually the things that killed the people. He's definitely one of the most evil people of the last 50 years for sure. And now he's at it again.
Okay. So let me shift the target.
Mm-hmm.
What if someone has vaccine buyer's remorse and knows that they can do an exchange transfusion? Again, take your unvaccinated blood, slowly draw their blood out, slowly put your blood in, and recover from the horrible mistake from listening to Dr. Fauci.
Hmm.
Would you sell your blood to that person?
I don't even like giving blood anymore. So I'm not selling my blood. If it
what
was
if
my
they
child,
gave you
$10,000? If it was my
what
child, I would just do it. No, I'm
what
not in it for the
grand?
Money. No.
Wow.
No. I don't even think that would work anyway. Are you just giving a hypothetical? Because I don't think that's a real...
No, actually, no, it's not a hypothetical.
No, I don't think that's a real thing. I don't think you can just transfuse your blood out and make yourself healthy. Because the problem is the poison's
sickle cell anemia, that's the treatment for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know, but I would say that if there is really something called anaphylaxis, which I'm not sure there is, by the way, I'm just taking the guy from 1913's word for it, that it is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say it's systemic through your system. So once you have a toxin in your system, it's in all your organs. It's in all the places that accumulate and try and clean out your blood, like your liver and all that system. So I'm not sure just flushing out your system would work anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it would. I don't know. But I don't even know what's going on with regards to what people are injecting. I still think at least half the people are getting saline. If this is a real test that they're doing, I don't really think they're keeping track of who gets what. So at this point, I don't think they're actually tracking too much.
Yes, the Red Cross does not track whether the blood that is donated is vaccinated or not.
Yeah, but I don't even think that there's no database that tracks which of the four or five shots you are getting. I don't think there's any database right now. I don't think there's any centralized control. I think that's what they're building right now.
Right.
With the digital passport. That's where it gets insidious over time.
And that's why I say that if this was 9/11 and things are going swimmingly well and smooth, they would have had this vaccine passport up last year.
Yeah, maybe. Well, we don't have dictatorships in every country yet. So this is what happens. The parliaments are going to get sprayed. I think there are just certain countries that are just more awake to tyranny. Canada's definitely not one of them. we're just sleepwalking over the cliff. I don't know what it's like for every state, but Toronto especially, it's a big, huge area, huge city. We don't have the numbers of people protesting like we see in some European centers. So not happening here yet. There's no opposition yet.
Mm.
But who knows why? Maybe there aren't really people dying here. Maybe we're getting the saline shots up here. Who knows? You know, it's not like you can just do a taste test of these things or a smell test or in any sense test. There's no way to know what you're getting. That's the crazy part.
Actually, you can take an antibody test to see if you did.
No, I'm saying before you get it, you can't just take the vial and drip it onto a test strip or do any kind of test. You have no idea what you're sticking in you. That's crazy. You're going on blind faith, period.
Beyond crazy. It's beyond crazy.
It's insane. Well, the good news is I went to the mall the other day, and at the mall there was a huge department store that's since gone. I guess it was a Sears store. Sears is gone from Canada. I guess I don't know if it's in the States still.
Yep, same thing.
But that store was the first floor was converted into a vaccination clinic. And the good news was there's nobody in line. And it was, what was it, high noon when we went there. There was nobody there. I looked in. There were definitely more people working there than people lining up. It was a no appointment clinic, and I really didn't see anybody, which was great. And it's a very, very busy city center here near to where I live. So that was kind of encouraging. Now, I don't know if it's always like that, but you think on a Saturday at noon might be kind of busy. There were lots of masked up people going into the mall, though.
So I'm going to have to go to Telegram and pull up a message I sent you a couple nights ago.
Yeah.
The one about Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And that is – because I've said this to you, and you can pull up the – anyone can pull up the audio. We've talked about this several times. I smell a rat. The mainstream media was warning people in some parts that this vaccination was going to be harmful.
Okay.
And I'm still concerned about that the mainstream media is pushing the idea that this is going to be harmful.
Okay.
So,
did you see that thing I put on FakoTube with ScoMo, the crime sinister of Australia?
Yes.
That was a good one, huh?
Yes. Well, almost everything you put up. I mean, you don't hit it out of the ballpark every time, but I'll take I'll take your four grand slams out of five. I mean, it's great stuff. No doubt.
Yeah. Do you want me to play that or do you want to pull up your thing?
Sure.
This is the crime sinister of Australia. And I think, well, they're just ramping up big time because it's their winter there. So they're getting what they what I thought they would have got last year. They just did one state in Australia, Victoria.
Which video, so I can put it in the notes, are you playing?
This I titled it, "It Will Always Be Your Fault."
Seeing your pharmacist.
The volume is low.
And secondly, can you talk about the two people who sadly died taking AstraZeneca? And would you be worried if one of those people, as I understand it, had... or the family claims didn't get, wasn't fully informed of the symptoms to look out for.
Well, we're all responsible for our own health. And when it comes to informed consent and giving consent to whatever treatment or procedure you may have or I may have, then I'm ultimately responsible for what people do in their health treatment to me. And there has been the opportunity for people to visit their GP, to have that consultation. The government has provided that and funded that. And the informed consent process provides the decision to the individual. That's the sort of country we live in. People make their own decisions about their own health and their own bodies. That's why we don't have mandatory vaccination in relation to the general population here, because people make their own decisions. And we encourage people to make those decisions. We make as much information available to them as is possible. The vaccines, like any vaccine, with any vaccine, there are risks associated, and I won't go into each of the individual ones because I don't want to particularly draw attention to anyone. But we all understand that with any vaccine, there are risk factors, and they're enumerated, and they're made available to people, and people make decisions about that. I'll let the Chief Medical Officer and others speak to those because they have the details. I've been informed of those cases, and there have been other cases, and they're terribly tragic cases, like all of these are. And I feel for their families in those situations, and this is the terrible impact that pandemics have when you're responding to pandemics. But I do know that if vaccination rates, as we see, particularly for those who are older, are not where we want them to be, then people's lives are at risk.
Yeah, I guess I didn't need to play the last part. By the way, he's wearing a purple tie. And I know human vibration loves the color purple. It's the color of deception, and it's a royal color, and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, these guys are just, they're so full on with all their signaling and their mind control. It's just amazing. It's really amazing.
I didn't understand the angle you're going with. What do you make of that?
The punchline is he's saying people, okay, the guy asked, what about these people that died taking the AstraZeneca shot? What do you think of that? And he said, well, they should have gone to their doctor, where we even pay for them to go to their doctor and get consulted to make sure this vaccine is right for them. Even though we are intimidating the hell out of people with our propaganda, you still should go to your doctor and make your own decision.
But that's bullshit. That's appeal to authority. The doctor is always going to say
exactly. He doesn't say what the doctors are being told, or he doesn't really give the real story. But basically he's saying it's your fault if you take it and die, and it's also your fault if you don't take it and die, et cetera, et cetera. He's saying you lose no matter how you flip the coin. Heads you lose, tails you lose. Go ahead and flip the coin. I think that's what he was getting at. But he's a scumbag.
Right, So, as you know, I sent you a couple nights ago the headline, Ron DeSantis urges Floridians to get vaccinated despite leading anti-lockdown efforts.
Sure.
And this is what I mean. I knew that was so obvious. Again, I said this months ago. It's a honeypot, this whole idea that you can go to Florida and everything's going to be great. People still, if you go to Twitter, they're like, I don't care what the media says. It's still great here in Florida. Give it a couple of weeks, see what happens.
Yeah, well,
and the same thing.
Yeah, we've said that.
Yeah, same thing with this the mainstream, some of the mainstream media is saying that the vaccines are dangerous. I do not believe that there is this anti-vax. I don't think the anti-vax movement is organic at all. I think it's astroturfed to hell.
Yeah, it's controlled opposition all the way for sure.
Mm-hmm. But they could have this whole idea that they keep pushing. No one is going to vaccine centers. They keep pushing. They keep making these. Oh, you're not going to get a job. You're going to do that. That's not going to change people's minds. So what's the real reason they're doing? I think there's a real reason that they're doing this, and it has nothing to do with scaring people into getting the vaccine. I think people have made up their mind right now. Mm-hmm. They're not going to take – they're not – if they haven't taken the vaccine, they're not going to take the vaccine.
Until they're forced. Like they haven't tightened all the screws everywhere yet. If you can't move from your house, then it's going to make a whole nother level of decisions for people. They're going to have to decide, do you want to eat or do you want to get poisoned so you can move around for a few weeks or months longer?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think that's next level things. Yeah. What I'm saying is up until now, there's tons of people in the comments saying the reason why I didn't take the vax is because it was so clearly obvious that they were trying to jam it down our throats. Mm-hmm. That's why I didn't take it. These are very smart marketers. Why are they going overboard? Why is it since April they've gone completely overboard with their messaging? Makes no sense to me. I smell a trap is what I'm saying.
Well, I just watched a movie or a video that I put up on FakoTube somebody titled it COVID Propaganda Mass Hypnosis Exposed by, I think his name is The Great McEwen. I tried to find any evidence of this guy anywhere. I couldn't find The Great McEwen. But I'm pretty sure it's The Great McEwen that's doing this video that I put on FakoTube that's all over the place. And right now I have 11 people watching it on FakoTube.
So 45 minutes and 47 seconds.
Yeah. I'll send you, I can send you the link if you want.
No, that's how I know. I got the link.
Oh, okay. But he is explaining and reviewing some of the UK propaganda. And the UK propaganda is far and away more than it's going on in Toronto. I'll tell you right now, it's hardcore. I haven't seen any of this stuff. And he's explaining the colors and everything. He said he used all this stuff when he used to hypnotize people on stage. And this is a really good video, actually. I watched it all the way through. It's cut off at the end. That's why I went to see if there was any other copies or versions or anything of this guy. But I couldn't find it. Maybe you could find anything more on this guy. But
that's so funny. I know a guy named Richard Cole in Toronto.
Yeah, I know. I remember you talked about that years ago.
He's a hypnotist.
Yeah. But he's just
saying, just reminded me of that.
He said this marketing is just hardcore hypnosis. Like we are getting, like you must as a marketer just be in awe of what's going on. You're seeing the Olympics of marketing right now.
Oh, it's beyond the Olympics. It's beyond. It really is.
You could probably be taking notes to write a book. Okay, this is what they did week 5. This is what they did week 420. Or what week is this anyway? We're a year and a half. So this is week 79. This is what they did here. It's crazy. Crazy.
And I've thought about actually taking my 29, human motivators and show how they use it with what's going on now. Yeah. The problem is no one cares about that. Yeah. The video would be way too long. No one cares. The only person who would care would be Uncle Todd, which is great. But one person, as I always say, one person is not going to change things. You need millions of people to change things.
Well, the guy watched, and I put it on savechat.fakeologist.com. Everyone go to savechat.fakeologist.com if you want. And Kate Wan, who is a really – I kind of like the look of her. Canadian. I think she lives maybe within an hour of me. Maybe
hold on. You like the look of someone? Hold on.
No, I like Kate
Wan. How do we find this person?
Well, I'll go to savechat.fakeologist.com.
Okay, Julius and here Rochelle. She is. Thank you so much for being here today.
She
really
put together really good videos. And she just really reads other people's essays. She doesn't write most of the stuff that she reads. Now, she read this guy's essay, Julius Rochelle, who's an interesting person. And her interview wasn't that great, actually. I thought, I don't know if she's a professional or what, but... Anyway, Julius Rochelle wrote a really good essay that I had read previous. It's basically The Emperor Has No Clothes. And he says that you only need 10%. And he thinks we have, he thinks there are 10% of the people that are ready to.
For a tipping point?
Yeah, he thinks there are 10%. But he says
between 10 to 20, officially it's between 10 and 25%.
Yeah, well, he thinks that everyone's just holding their cards and they haven't said anything, but he just says it only is going to take just a spark to unleash the
10%. 100% agree.
Yeah. Now, there's I'm watching lots of people like Chris Guy and Patrick King, who I think is great. Patrick King was in court. Did you hear what happened with Patrick King? Are you following this story?
I try, but I lost interest. Now, tell me.
No, he's a pretty cool guy. He's in Alberta. He's the real deal, I think. I think he's I think he was an oil rigger, and I just watched a video on oil riggers. You know, when they're trying to join shafts of an oil rig, they use chains and everything, and I think it's so dangerous looking. And I think he lost his leg doing something like that. I can't remember what it's called, an oil rigger. Or, anyway, he seems like the real deal. He took the chief medical officer, or the top hellcrat, as I call them, of Alberta, he subpoenaed her to come to court because he got a ticket for $1,200 for a public health disorder ticket. So he said, that's fine. I'll take her to court. And because she is the accuser, she's basically on top of this public health order in Alberta, which is a province in Western Canada. And he subpoenaed her. So it was him versus her in court. He got to court. When he got to court, the government of Canada was there. And they said, we are switching this case to you, not you versus Dina Henshaw, the chief medical officer of Alberta, which is a public or private corporation. We're switching this to the Queen against you. So they switched his case over. So now you're going against the Queen. You know, this is some serious firepower all of a sudden. So we're taking a $1,200 ticket for gathering with more than 10 people. So now you're against the Queen. So I think he said they threw it out of court. I can't remember exactly why it ended in his conviction, but he was just stunned at that exact point that they were so worried that he was going to get anywhere. They brought the big guns from the capital of Canada, Ottawa, to fight him. And he was stunned by it, actually. And he basically says, I'm going to make all the transcripts available for free. And he said, I took the ball to the 1 yard line. So anyone who has a ticket should take my transcripts and take it over the line. Because unless he gets another ticket, he has no other day in court. So it's, I think this guy is on the right track. I don't know. You know, if the game is rigged, they can do whatever they want. This is their courtroom. They can just say, forget it. They can tie you up till the end of time. But I get a lot of inspiration from people like this.
I don't.
Okay.
Sorry. You're fighting against a system that you cannot beat. It is
I know
hopeless.
That. I know.
Why waste a now? So here's the question.
Well, why roll over?
No, I'm not saying to roll over. I'm saying different tactic.
Yeah.
The guy who shot the shit at the president's building.
That's pretty good. That's
what is the amazing, excellent, let's roll with that. So here's the question.
Yeah.
What is the worst thing that can happen to that farmer who did that? Is that a criminal case? Is that a civil case? Is it a fine?
Know. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not in France. But,
okay, let's say you did that in Canada. Bunch of farmers did that every day in Canada. Do you think that'd be a criminal thing, a civil thing, a fine?
No, I think it'd be criminal somehow.
Why?
I don't know. Because they can make civil things criminal. Alberta, one judge made all the public health orders, mandates, into possible criminal behavior because he created an injunction, which I guess is a criminal court matter, saying if anyone violates the injunction was unconstitutional. It doesn't matter because it was, if you create a unconstitutional law, it still stands until it's challenged, and that takes time. So he created an injunction saying that all these mandates, if you violate them, you are going against an injunction and you will be criminally charged. And that's what got Kevin J. Johnson thrown in jail.
But here's the thing about Kevin J. Johnson. He's doing it by himself. If you get 10 farmers to take their shitmobile and spray it at anyone who – like you give them a warning. You're like, okay, this is it. Today is it. COVID is over. The masking thing is over. We're opening up businesses. If you do not comply with what we say is going to happen with our shit machines, we are going to come after you with our shit machines.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do.
Yeah, if you can, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, of course you can. I got 10 shit machines. I can look out my window and see 10 of them in my neighbor's farms.
Let's roll.
Let's roll.
Let's roll, Amish. Right. Get them going.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, there's all kinds of ways you can do it. And so far, there isn't a lot of motivation here in Canada to do anything because there's a lot of believers still. But
But are there? I mean, I see the protests. And by the way, someone asked in your chat if they're protesting in the United States. There is no protesting in the United States. It's I'm conflicted because I drive by. We have a public pool in town.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's at the pool enjoying themselves, and I'm all for people enjoying themselves.
Yeah,
it's been incredibly stressful. But then I'm thinking, these people have no idea what's going to happen in a couple weeks. They are not going to be sitting at the pool enjoying themselves. They're going to be wondering where their food's going to come from. I really believe it's going to get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stunned how the mind control is working. It's brilliant.
That's hypnosis.
Blown away. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
I can't remember what I was looking for in my fakeologist.
Did I just NLP you and distract you?
No, there's just so much going on. I get distracted because my website was coming up really slowly. But there's just so much happening. Oh, I guess I was talking about what the guy was doing in Alberta there. It's a small thing, but I agree. They're not going to let this thing. They're not going to let anyone have any success. And there's people that are accusing. Well, even I believe Ronnie at Canucklaw is saying a lot of these doctors and lawyers, or they're just grifters. They're not really filing their cases. They just say they're waiting. Then it's hard to tell.
That Rocco is Galati, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The biggest fraudster ever.
Wow. You looked him up?
Yeah. Oh, I've known about him since Peggy Hall.
Oh, okay.
He hasn't won a single thing out of anything he's done that I've seen.
Yeah.
But he's got a kit. He'll sell you a kit.
Yeah, I don't know.
And it's this whole common law bullshit. That's why when you ask me, it's the common law, it's the, you know, they're fighting the law. And my gosh. Yeah. I mean, I got in trouble with Uncle Toddy because of that. Do you remember? Like,
no.
Why is Uncle Toddy suing Costco? They're going to pound the shit out of him.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, I don't know either. But I can tell you there's no way he's going to win. If he wins, I'll like get naked or something. He's going to quote me on that. I'll do something crazy. He ain't going to win. I mean, it's like they're huge. They have all the resources of their law. There's no way he's going to win that. But if he took a shit thrower, can you imagine videotape? Everyone videotape. My son's laughing. Everyone videotapes all these rich people at the restaurant, just like we talked about a couple of days ago. So you're holding up your video phone, and then the shit sprayer comes in and shit sprays people with their dinner. Oh my God. It would put an end to all of this. Is that violence?
Well, I guess they could possibly interpret it
Let them. Okay. If you do anything to us, wait till you see what we do next time. You want to go there? That's what I would say. I'm not afraid of these people. They have ruined our lives.
Mm-hmm.
They have ruined our – where's the outrage? They have ruined our lives.
Yeah, it's not over yet either.
They have ruined – it's not over yet. It's just begun. I know what their plans are. I know how to read.
Yeah. Well, they make their plans well known. Definitely September, October.
And they come through. They come through with their plans. It's not like they. The only again, the only thing that I've seen them change is they took away "You will own nothing and be happy." They took that video down. They took another video down, and then the Real ID Act here in Pennsylvania has been delayed 19 months. Everything else has come true. They tell us what they're going to do to us.
Well, definitely. Alrighty. Well,
sorry to bum you out. We should leave on a positive note. My goodness.
No, I'm not bummed out. I see little signs of encouragement all over the place, just as many as I do things to bum me out. Like I see these scenes in Paris, and this is a worldwide thing. So the whole world is not going to lay down necessarily. There's different fighting spirits in different countries. So we all, and because mm-hmm. we're all connected with the digital internet, then we're going to see what works over there and what doesn't work over here. I don't expect Canada to get us out of this mess. No way. I said that from the beginning. I said the U.S.
And you think the United States, no, I just, the U.S. is not going to get us out of this. We have all these guns. There hasn't been a shot fired.
Well, that's because they don't know where to point their guns. It's the enemy
exactly.
is pretty invisible
exactly.
for the most part. Pepper exactly. wants to know when we put up show notes, where do you find them? Well, yeah, Pepper, if you go to fakeologist.com/blog, where the episode is posted, there's always show notes in the blog post. So you'll be able to find that there, and they will show up in your favorite podcast player as well. So the notes are as obvious as the nose on your face if you do look at the blog, and I suggest everyone go to the blog. There's tons of comments there these days now that I opened up the comments page. Lots of people like being anonymous. I don't blame them personally. I'm fine with that. So if you go to the top of the blog and click on, where is it here? It is under blog and then latest comments. You'll see tons of comments. And I don't even know these. You don't have to use your real pseudonym either. So we could have many people acting as different avatars, who knows, but there's still some really interesting discussion. I still want to hear you and Frank the Salt Guy go at it.
Who, me?
Yeah, you. Yeah, you too. I'd like to hear you guys talk.
I don't know what I don't know what you mean by go at it. We used to talk all the time, and then he went Dallas Goldbug and religion on us. And
that's true.
And I saw him. I just saw his comment about that, which he really didn't respond to.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think he's going to – I would love to talk to Frank as long as you don't talk about those two things.
Yeah. Well, after you say the Lord's Prayer, you can probably say no more religion for the rest of the call. Yeah, okay. Well, one day, Frank, I think it's – what time is it where he is right now? It's Sydney is – it's 12 o'clock tomorrow. Mm-hmm. If he called in at this time, he'd probably have to take a lunch break from his work day, so – yeah, Frank, if you want to call in the evening, we can facilitate a quick call.
Mm-hmm.
That would be interesting. But he's usually on Saturday mornings early. Well, actually, not so early on Saturday morning, our time. So you could call into the Australian fart-type audio chat.
Wait, you mean the one with Rolo?
No. No, you can wait till Rolo passes out. And that's when...
How often does that happen?
Oh, usually after the second hour. Yeah, he's gone by the second hour. So we had a 5.5 hour audio chat on Saturday morning, and Frank was there for at least a couple hours. So it was good talk, interesting. I like talking to Frank because he's still a fakeologist, even though he is big, as you said, on Dallas Goldbug, which I just toss out. And I don't mind engaging a little Bible talk because he knows he's talking to someone who doesn't really get on with that kind of... But I don't mind exploring the topic, but I'm not a big Bible believer. I haven't read the Bible, so I can't really contribute much to the conversation when he talks about that.
It's kind of like looking at a girl and getting an innie.
Yeah. Well, you know,
when he talks about Dallas Goldbug, it's like such a turnoff. Oh.
Oh yeah. But you know, I think you might have even saw benefit from salt. Remember, he was giving salt.
Oh, I wrote a book and used all of his information. It's fantastic. It has significantly increased or improved my life, without a doubt, no doubt.
He
brings tons of value to the table.
Yeah,
except for the Dallas Goldbug stuff.
Yeah, well, he doesn't really.
I can't say that enough. I can't say that enough.
He doesn't really go on about it too much, really. We haven't talked a whole lot about that, so that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we've gone about an hour and a half. I guess we talked about a few things that I wanted to talk about. We got a few of your points in there. And is there anything you want to close on that's positive for this week? Anything to look forward to this week? You're working on videos?
Yes, releasing a video. It'll be now tomorrow. So go to escapethenewnormal.com. Look through my entire tour, then look at the new video at the end. I'll leave the hint like that.
Yeah. Can you hear what it's about?
I'm sorry?
What do you think it's about with your new video?
What do I think it's about? Well, since I made the video, I kind of know what it's about. Yeah. So we were talking about blood.
Okay, blood, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'll just tell you what it is. So our first retail store that's going to open at Exclave Private Towns is called Exclave Blood Bank.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It will be the first and largest and only unvaccinated, COVID unvaccinated blood supply in the world.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Will you be able to buy a glass of blood, or what exactly?
Actually, it'll be the new liquid gold. It will. I am certain that people will pay tens of thousands of dollars for unvaccinated blood in the future. Certain of it. So that's why I asked you if we were to pay you,
mm-hmm.
you Tim, and mm-hmm. anyone else listening to this who is certainly not vaccinated.
Yeah.
If we were to pay you to give us a couple pints of your blood every other month, how much would you want?
Oh, I see. Okay. It's a regular donation. Well, yeah.
It doesn't have to be. But I can tell you this, you can make a full-time income doing nothing but every other month giving a pint of blood.
Aren't there people that do that? Don't poor people do that in the U.S.?
Let me tell you exactly how the blood industry works. This is a good way to end.
Hmm.
The vast majority – I've been looking at this. Actually, I looked at this in April 1st of mm-hmm. last year because I knew we were going to be talking about this. This was going to be the thing. The vast majority of blood – comes from Cleveland, Ohio, the worldwide supply of blood.
Really? Well, you mean mm-hmm. the U.S.? Because Canada has their own blood system. We don't buy blood in the U.S. as far as I know.
Okay. So a lot of what's known as plasma, which is a part of blood, makes pharmaceuticals. Most people do not know that.
Okay.
Pharmaceutical companies, they hire clinics in Cleveland, Ohio, and pay them $20 debit cards mm-hmm. to mostly crack addicts who take the $20 and buy drugs immediately after giving blood.
Yeah.
They get them to give blood every 2 weeks, which is super unhealthy.
Yeah, that's not good.
It should be at the minimum for men every other month and for women a couple weeks after every other month.
Mm-hmm.
And as you might imagine, the diet of someone in Cleveland, Ohio, in downtown where the people go.
Yeah.
I won't mention skin color, by the way.
Yeah.
The vast majority of them are the most unhealthiest people on the planet.
Yeah. They're not good. It's not good.
So guess what happens if you have an emergency right now? Mm-hmm. You're in a car crash. You need blood. You know where your blood comes from?
In Canada, I know where it comes from, but down where you are, where does it come from?
Well, I'm curious to know where it comes from in Canada.
Yeah, well, I know because I know the guys that do the contract for the blood deliveries. We have a blood bank in Toronto. So,
is it vaccinated blood or unvaccinated?
Well, I'm not sure what their policy is on that right now.
The answer is that they do not check for that.
Right.
So odds are, again, if 50% of the people are vaccinated, you have a 50-50 shot of getting vaccinated blood. Is that something you want put into your body if you're in a car wreck?
Yeah, I get you. So you want the gold? Yeah, you want the Marcus blood.
Exactly.
EscapeNewNormal.com.
Right.
I got you. Yeah, and that's assuming that anaphylaxized blood is no good for you. See, I'm not sure anyone is talking about that at the moment.
There's so many things about. By the way, I'm very queasy talking about blood, and mm-hmm. The only time I've ever been in an ambulance in my life was at the mall, at the King of Prussia Mall.
Yeah.
I went to go give blood and I fainted. I faint very easily.
Right.
So this, trust me, I do not want to have anything to do with giving blood, but if I can help fellow people at Exclave give blood so that they have an emergency, they have clean blood, or if Dr. Fauci wants to pay me $1 million for my blood, be happy to do it. Or if someone who is vaccinated and has regret, buyer's remorse, and they want to, like I said, it's called exchange transfusion. If they want to do exchange transfusion, and all these clinics are going to, you're going to see all these chiropractors getting into the business of exchange transfusions.
Wow.
Like they're already doing it because I used to be in that business. I used to help them. I used to help dentists and chiropractors do the marketing. They're all, they're rushing to this. It's like the gold mine. So, well, they have to get the unvaccinated blood from somewhere and might as well be from us. And that's how we're building Exclave Private Towns.
Mm. Well, you found
very profitable business.
You found your moneymaker.
That's the moneymaker. Yep.
Interesting. It'll be interesting if they can test to see if you have any of whatever they put into this quaxination. See, that's the other thing. Who knows what's going into it? What would they even test for? Do we have the ingredients? There's so many different versions when we of it.
First of all, in order to be a member of Exclave, you cannot be vaccinated. So if you show a positive you're not admitted as a member. So that's the first thing we do is we test. We draw, we test.
How are you gonna test? Because you don't even know what you're testing for.
They have it. No, but you can know if you got the quacks.
But what do they test for if you've had the quacks? Because there's different
I don't know the details, but I know for a fact 100% that you can find out if someone took the vaccine or not.
Mm.
100%.
Okay. I have no idea. It doesn't sound logical, but I have no idea.
What part doesn't sound logical?
Well, who knows what they're putting in? We've already said that it could be saline for all we know. So you can't test for that.
Well, no, if they put in saline, then they're not vaxxed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you're still going to have a vax certificate at least at the
About the vax certificate. We don't even look at a vax at Exclave. We don't look at a vax certificate. We test your blood.
Yeah. I just don't know if there's any test that really tests for any. We know the PCR test isn't even a test, for God's sake. So what would the test be? Cuz that's the problem. Who are you going to ask how to check for the quaxine when we don't even know what they're putting in?
I'm not the details guy. That's what I leave for other people. I'm the idea guy. Yeah. So I'm the big idea guy, and then I let the people who do this professionally do their thing.
Yeah.
But I know because I've looked into this. I've just made the video.
All right.
I know for a fact that you can find out if someone's been quaxinated or not. No doubt.
All right. I have,
doubts, and again, and I agree with you. If it's saline, then they have not been quaxinated, and that's great news. That's great news.
Yeah, I'll be part of the control group where they don't get anything. But that's the only way for sure. I know I'm not getting anything is if I don't pierce my skin with their poison lancet.
Mm-hmm. And by the way,
yeah,
I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. Apple is going to come out with a GCM in their next edition, Apple Watch.
Yeah, I know you told me.
So now you don't have to pierce anything. It's going to be infrared through the skin. You're not going to do any jabs.
Well, I don't believe that either. So
I can't wait for Apple to prove you wrong on that.
Yeah, me too. It's a huge business. Huge business. The diabetes business is absolutely mammoth. It's incredible. It must be approaching $1 trillion worldwide, and they know they're making customers. And I don't know how they're making customers. If it's the quaxines, if it's the chemicals in all the food, I don't know what it is, or a combination of all of them. But the business is growing exponentially. It's crazy. They advertise. I heard an advertisement for the glucose monitor on our traffic radio station here. I was stunned. I thought, wow, the market's big enough. You're actually marketing this device on the radio? It's because that you would think would be a very small exclusive product. So the idea that you're mass marketing a glucose monitor.
What diet?
No, it's a glucose for diabetes monitor. Yeah.
But it's for diabetes. No, yeah. Huge.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. Well, I know intimately about it because I pay for it every 2 weeks. So I know it's expensive, and I know it works, and It's sort of a transhuman device because it's monitoring you every 5 minutes. It takes a little sample or smell or whatever it does to test the sugar. It's crazy. Anyway, that's a topic I wish I didn't know anything about. But as you know, we've been deep in it since last November, and it makes me aggravated every single day, and I don't even have it. I just live with the person.
I can't believe how well you're taking it. I would be so pissed off, you would have no idea.
Yeah. Well, I'm...
You sound relatively calm about it.
Well, I try to be because the person's sitting right near me, but it's just... every day, you know, people ask, well, how's it going? Is everything good? Is everything fixed? I said, you don't understand how it works. Every single day.
Dumb question.
Like, today we go for a walk. We take the reading. Okay, what's your number? Okay, that seems high enough. So, based on what you've done. But, you know, we go 10 minutes into it, we go off the cliff with the levels. It goes way down. I said, well, how did that happen? We've only walked for 10 minutes. What's going on? And because you are a chemist for three times a day, where you have to basically figure out what kind of dose you take based on what you've eaten, what you eat before that, and you have to take a really educated guess. You punch it all in your smartphone and it does a calculation, and then you do the thing, and you hope for the best. That's literally what you do every few hours. You hope for the best. You hope this gets you through the next few hours. And then if you decide you want to jog and not just walk, well, that changes everything. Like, everything changes everything. So you have this, it's just crazy. So you're never at peace, is my point. You think you know what you're doing. You're doing everything right. And then all of a sudden the alarm goes off. Oh, well. So.
As you know, because my wife gets all excited when she talks about her father and diabetes. Mm-hmm. My son is sleeping over tomorrow night.
Yeah.
My wife is sleeping over Tuesday night and then Thursday night, all because of his diabetes and taking the Quaxine.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have one last question for you before
you go ahead.
When someone dies in your family and someone says, some stranger says to you, I'm sorry for your loss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
I just think it's a reflex response. It's sort of like when you're meeting someone, they say, how are you? I'm fine. How are you? You don't really care how they are, do you?
Exactly. That's my point.
It's just a reflex. It's just another thoughtless thing you say to someone in general, because I don't really care how you are.
Bother you if someone said that to you?
Yeah, I just know they don't really have any other words. So it's just like a handshake. It doesn't mean much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was with my wife and I know what it was. We were walking in this town that we used to live in. I'll even say it was Westchester, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And all these places had the Georgia football flag. You ever see it? It's like a G with a circle on it.
No. Georgia.
Okay. So
Georgia is in the state.
Georgia as in, the state. And it's like they have a very famous football team. It has a G with a circle around it.
Okay.
So, and these are very nice. We always go to very nice houses because we like to dream and dream big.
Yeah.
And we thought that all these Georgia alumni people bought up these houses. So finally I had the wherewithal to ask someone who was sitting on the porch. I said, hey, we've walked here for like 6 months now and we've seen these Georgia flags. What's up with that? And she goes, oh, you didn't hear the news? I'm like, what? She's like, oh, that was for Georgia. She's down the street. She got diagnosed with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, did you see all those big photos of her on the porch? She just died today.
Wow.
So then my wife reflexively said, oh, I'm sorry for your loss. It wasn't – first of all, it wasn't their loss. And that just drove me bonkers. I'm like, what does that mean? I'm sorry for your loss. It wasn't even their loss. That's why I asked you what you thought about that. That's all.
Yeah, it's just a reflex.
It's kind of like, oh, thank you for your service when you see the military people. I know military people hate that. And they tell me, They go,
they liked it.
You know what we like? We like the free meals. When they give us a free meal, we like that. We don't care about that thank you for the service part.
Yeah, well, they got paid. All right, we'll wrap this up now. I'm just looking at my live feed on YouTube. It looks like if you like Canuck Law, like I do, she is on Race to the Bottom 2 with the podcast, Canadian podcast.
Right now?
Yeah, right now. I'm just seeing it says here live now. So if you want to tune in, I put the link in the chat. I recommend listening to her. She usually doesn't get a word in edgewise because there's at least two other guys on the podcast, but when she does speak, she usually is really quiet and does bring up some of her blog posts. But I think she's a regular on that show. So it's a once a week show. That guy actually, I'm not sure what his name is, but he does a really good clip mashup at the beginning and or end of his show. And I actually grabbed a couple of his mashups. He takes the videos of the week, sort of similar to what you do, and mashes them all up into an entertaining bunch of stuff. So it's worth looking at because that's a pain in the ass to do for sure. So he does put work into it. So,
and Pepper just said when Marcus puts something in the show notes, where is that? It's actually in two places. It'll be I'm literally ready to zoom to telegram the notes to you.
Yeah,
and then you're going to post it underneath the replay on your blog.
Yeah,
and it's also at escapethenewnormal.com when you become a member, so you can get it there too.
There you go. All right. It is Sunday, July 25th, 2021, 10:11 p.m. in the Eastern Daylight Savings Time. I'm the Fakeologist, and Marcus was our special guest, the Sunday regular guest, I guess, escapethenewnormal.com. And this will be posted for anyone to replay tomorrow. It'll also be on FakoTube, where a lot of people like to just play it. And there's at least three or four people playing the last show right now, which I find interesting. I guess that's easier than using a podcast player and listening to while you're driving somewhere. Mm-hmm. But I'm not complaining.
Nope.
I don't put a lot of stuff in the video part, so you're really just watching a screen and listening, so that's fine. But, yeah, we'll be back maybe tomorrow or for sure Tuesday, as far as I know, based on whatever my work schedule is, because I still work for a living, but... For how long? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows what's going on? Who knows what's happening? So on that, Marcus, have a good night, and thanks for calling.
Hey, thank you, Tim. Thanks for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Take care, and good night.